Oklahoma football coach Bob Stoops made his first public comments yesterday about a graphic video that shows star running back Joe Mixon punching a woman in the face at a restaurant in 2014. The woman's head strikes a table as she falls to the floor. Mixon was charged with a misdemeanor but agreed to a plea and received 1 year of probation and community service. Oklahoma suspended him for the 2015 season, but he was allowed to return this year. And yesterday, Stoops defended the suspension, but then said this.
2.5 years later, it's fair to say it isn't enough. And that's positive in that that's the way the things have gone in the last 2.5 years, that really the only thing that's ever acceptable anymore is dismissal.
Mike Pesca is here and now's sports analyst. He hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. And Mike, the video was just made public, which is why Stoops is talking about it this week. But let's just be clear about what it is that he's actually saying. Is he taking responsibility for the school's response, or isn't he?
Great question. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if Stoops knows the answer to that. He's using words like responsibility. I think that some of his statements can be read as, well, the world we live in has evolved to a place where suspension is the right punishment for this. So maybe he's saying, so don't judge me based on our 2014 mores, so far removed as they are from 2016. But, you know, Mixon will be playing unless something changes. He'll be playing in Oklahoma's bowl game. He'll be playing in the Sugar Bowl. So there you have the coach saying, well, if it was today, I would have suspended him or dismissed him. But it is today. Like, today is today, and January 2nd will be the days to play in the bowl game.
But so he's not backing it up.
He's still scheduled to play.
Essentially, he's not backing it up.
I think he's saying, you know, maybe he could, maybe he's essentially, although he didn't articulate this, maybe he's saying something along the lines of, he served the penalty that he was sentenced to, but today I think the sentence would be harsher. But since he is the judge, jury, and executioner in this case, he could make the sentence harsher if he was so moved by his convictions. It should also be said the tape was made public only because the Oklahoma broadcasters sued, so the police didn't want to make it public, and that went to the Oklahoma court, and it was to be made public now. So now that everyone is seeing the tape, that's why the coach is talking about it. But the coach saw the tape 2 years ago when he made the decision to suspend for only a year.
Well, look,
so it's a morass.
Yeah, you know, Mixon is also very good. He could very easily go to the NFL, but the question probably is, will anybody take him? Because we know the NFL has been dogged by this issue of its players being violent to women. I mean, what is his future in the NFL if he's got one?
I think that's not a question, or that's a question where the clear answer is yes, because he's very, very good. He's one of the, he could be a first round pick, even early first round pick. Such are his skills as a running back, and he's just an offensive weapon, catches balls out of the backfield. Now, Tyreek Hill at Oklahoma State, not Oklahoma, he abused his then pregnant girlfriend, and he was dismissed by Oklahoma State when he played there, but he was drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs in the fifth round, and there are those who say that, but for the suspension, he would have been drafted higher. Well, he's excellent. He's a great player. In fact, the NFL put him on its Twitter feed. He was so good in a week, and it got a little blowback. But the lesson is that every professional athlete gets second and possibly third chances based on how good you are. There's a justification to that. Like, we don't live in a one strike and you're out society. And yet being good seems to override being moral.
Yeah. Here and now, sports analyst Mike Pesca, thank you very much.
You're welcome.